Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I had to bounce out of the show a little bit early yesterday because I still got this stupid finger issue going on. I know it's sexy. Sorry, ladies, I'm taken. Sorry. But it's been going on since mid-September. The left pointer finger has been swollen. I can't make a fist. I can't bend it. I've been back and forth to the hand surgeon, hand expert, I think 4 or 5 times now. And every time they're like,
Yeah.
That's unsettling,
in fact,
isn't
the guy
it?
Yesterday said, this is just strange.
Oh,
this,
God.
This is just weird.
Things you don't want your doctor
yeah,
to say.
Ever.
He goes, I don't really know. It's very unique.
No.
Anyway, I was going in for a second opinion yesterday because I liked the first guy. He was fine, but I just wasn't feeling it. So I went in for a second opinion. Loved the guy yesterday.
Okay.
Loved him. Complete and total opposite from the first guy I saw, who was very matter of fact, very business, and jumped right into, well, we're going to have surgery. We're going to cut your finger yeah. open and cut you into the palm, and we're just going to dissect everything in there. And I was like, I don't know if I want to do that, sir.
Yeah.
And I said that to him. I was like, is there anything you could shoot me up with or some happy pills I could take first? He's like, would you be open for a second opinion? I was like, hells to the yes.
Yeah.
So that's what I was doing yesterday. And the guy came in like guns a-blazing. Hey, what's going on? What's going on with that hand? Oh, my God. Like total opposite of the previous guy, but knew his stuff, like really yeah. knew his stuff. He's like, let's not take it to a level 3 yet where we're chopping you open and slicing and dicing and biopsying. He's
good.
Like, let me shoot you up with some good stuff.
Oh, thank goodness.
So he shot me up with some good stuff yesterday. It was just cortisone, nothing special, but he feels like there's like a trigger finger situation in there and it's causing some swelling and some other issues. So I will say today, full fist, swelling is down.
It looks more normal.
It does.
No pain. Like, it feels really good.
We're back, baby.
And I'm terrified to use this hand.
Yeah.
I was like, sheltering it. It's like, I don't want to use anything heavy. I don't want to work out. I don't want to open a jar with this hand because it feels so much better now that I'm just scared to use it. So I'm like babying it, like, don't touch me.
Did they say,
don't
like, how long the shot could last or
I
anything?
I got to go back in
or...
6 weeks to get another one. He wants to do a couple rounds of the cortisones, which I don't know if you guys have ever had a cortisone shot.
I haven't, no. But
it is horrible.
Oh, no.
So you can see the hole where he put it in, okay?
Oh, wow.
So that's in, like, you know, the top left of my palm is where he put it in, right under where the pointer bends down. He put it in there, but the needle ended up, like, up here, felt like, in the middle of my finger.
Gosh.
So, yeah, he rubs it down.
Did you watch, or did you not?
Okay, no. Yeah. I turned to the side, and Knickknack was in there with me. She went this time because, you know, just second set of ears and thoughts and all that. She watched, but I turned to the side. Guys, I've never felt anything like that. Because I was, like, telling him, I was like, hey, you know, my finger hurts up in here in the finger. He's like, well, I'm going to go in right here. I'm like, are you sure about that? Is that what you want to do?
Because
it hurts here, not here. Are you sure about that? He's like, no, there's a tube in there. He's like, I'm going to fire it up into that tube. I'm like, I don't want you to fire it up in the tube.
Don't do
it. Pulls out, like, an 8-inch needle.
Yeah, so I looked away, and I can't even describe the feeling. I know all the ladies are rolling their eyes right now, but it was bad. So much pressure, so much pain as he shoved it up in there. And I'm like, oh, that's bad. Oh, that's different. Oh. And that's what I'm saying as he's doing it. And Nicole's looking at me. She's like, I did a natural childbirth and a C-section. She's like, shut the hell up.
You're
shut
fine.
Up. I know.
Shut the hell up.
I know. Well, and that's the thing. It's just because, you know, you have a broken leg doesn't mean my broken pinky doesn't hurt.
It still hurts,
like,
honey.
You can still have your finger
like
that hurts, you know.
Yeah.
But you
well,
know,
then I started cracking jokes, which didn't go over too well. That I was like, yeah, I watched the natural birth. It didn't look that difficult. It didn't look that bad, you guys.
Okay.
I was like,
well, now you're off base. Now you're off base.
I was like, no, I get
lot.
It with the C-section, the natural birth. I was like, yeah, it's me to come out of there. You're fine. No big deal. As he's putting the Band-Aid on my hand, and I'm going, ooh, ouchie, ouchie.
Do
Hello,
I get
Kitty
it?
Band-Aid.
Ouchie, ouchie. So anyway, I know you were dying for an update, but as of this morning, damn, my hand feels great.
You know what's good
it
about this?
It feels really good.
You are kind of more and more becoming like an NFL star. Those guys get cortisone shots all the time because they have so much pain and inflammation everywhere. You are becoming like a
And I thought about that. I was like, I'm just like, I'm like Tim Tebow here.
You are.
Or somebody. I don't know. Insert your favorite ball player here. But I will tell you, after he puts that shot in, it essentially numbs the entire side of your hand or wherever you're getting it done. It feels like your hand's asleep. You know when your hand falls asleep?
Yeah.
But 20 times worse. It was like my hand was dead. And it was the weirdest feeling because I had no feeling in my finger. So I'm like rubbing my middle and my index together and I couldn't feel the finger. And it was like that for 30 minutes.
Like it wasn't there.
Like I was driving home. I was like, man, I wonder if this is correct or if he hit something while he was going in there. But no, it went away and everything feels great. So shout out to cortisone shots everywhere.
Whoop, whoop. Good for you, man.
Think, like, you have been dealing with that for months. They could have just given you that in the
beginning.
Like,
so that's why the first guy, I asked him the first time. Yeah. I was like, can you shoot me up with something? He's like, I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh, that's frustrating.
Now I want to know his reasoning.
Well, yeah. There was a few things. I won't get into it. But, okay. But this guy yesterday was like, no, that's
let's do it.
He said, let me get my needles out. I was like, okay.
He's like, this is hurt finger 101. This is what we do. We give you a shot of cortisone. Yeah.
Like, so anyway, it's as of right now, it was working pretty darn good. And I feel like I have my life back, you guys. I can now high five again.
Yay!